Jacksonville and the Jaguars still continue to be one of the great, great stories, not only in the NFL, but in football. We have never talked so much Jacksonville football as we are right now on the program, and I'm going to keep that up. Why is that? Because they're 6-3. They're playing great ball. We're joined right now by a linebacker for the Jags. He had a huge game in Sunday's win over the Chargers. He had 9 tackles in that game. He's got 71 for the season. He has a sack. He's got 2 picks, a touchdown, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. Played his college ball at Florida State. He was drafted 144th overall in 2014. Jacksonville is 6-3. They're at Cleveland on Sunday. It is a CBS game, 1 p.m. Eastern. Telvin Smith is my guest. Telvin, great to have you on. How are you?
How's it going? It's great to be here. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Really good to have you here. So you beat the Chargers on Sunday. It was a wild game. It included a fumble, 2 picks, a taunting penalty, a roughing the passer penalty, all in the final 2 minutes of regulation. What was going through your mind during all the craziness at the end of regulation?
At the end, I promise you, I was just excited. But at the same time, I said, man, we are literally trying to do everything in our power to lose this game that we out here playing with the mistakes that we're making. But we all rallied around and definitely relied on each other and pulled it out.
Telvin Smith, my guest. So you win a game like that, it requires a lot of mental toughness because it probably would have been a lot easier to lose that game than it would have been to win that game. So what's it say about the mentality of your team that it did find a way to win?
It's like you said, that we have developed that mental toughness, and I think that's what's been lacking here. Well, that and a lot of other things that's been lacking here in Jacksonville. That we needed. That's a component that we needed to take on this journey that we're going to become a Super Bowl winning team. So, again, that's what you just seen out there on the field. Just a group of guys continuing to develop that and play for each other.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Like specifically when you were drafted in 2014. I mean, this team, since then, the team has been through some rough times, and you'd never won more than 5 games in a season since coming to the NFL, and now you're already 6-3. So if you had to put your finger on it, what is the biggest difference between this team and the ones that came before it?
I'll say guys are believing in this team. You know, the guys who are here, we believe in each other. We know that each guy is laying it down. We know that when we come in on today on Wednesdays, that we're going out there and we're working when we go to practice. And it's not like, oh, is this guy going hard today? Or you got to worry about this guy knowing this assignment. Is that accountability and the guy saying, I'm believing in this. I'm bought into this. Not because of some outrageous, but just simply because I'm doing it for the man next to me. And this mentality is driving this team and is being the driving force that's taking us and continuing to take us to the next level.
Jacksonville linebacker Telvin Smith joining us. Now, back during OTAs, you got the defense together. You gave everybody a bit of a talking to because you felt like that group should be better than it was. One of the things you talked about was what's our mentality going to be. So what motivated you to address them like that, and what is the mentality of that defense right now?
It's like you just said. I've been here in Jacksonville. This is going to my 4th year, and prior to coming to here, going to Florida State, coming off a national championship, winning high school, going to Lawrence High, winning state championships, and going into the playoffs and things like that. So going through that the first 3 years personally, it was tough. So coming in this last year is just the expectations of knowing that we put all the pieces together. We're doing what we needed to do on defense. We know that we have the pieces on the offensive side of the ball. But as a defense, we always say defense wins championships. So if your defense not playing at that level, I don't care how good your offense is, it's tough to go all the way. So in that sense, the first day, I sense that we didn't have that kill or be kill mentality. But now we developed it because, once again, it's not just me, but all of us, Calais, Church, Gip, Miles. It's just a collective group of us pushing each other. And like I said, when you refuse to let the man next to you down, you just seeing the effects of it, the results of it, I should say.
Telvin Smith joining us. All right, you mentioned Calais. The team went out and got Calais Campbell in the offseason. He has raved about playing with you and how much the team feeds off of you. What's it like playing with a big fella like Calais? What's he bring to the team?
Man, I'm telling you, when you talk about free agent signings, you know, I guarantee you that every team wish they can go out and sign a guy and he come in and produce the way Calais has for us. Not only on the field in numbers and production, but just his leadership in the locker room and his guidance to the players all around him. And that's the thing that I feel like, you know, a lot of people was talking about, you got to come in here and be this and do that. This guy came in here, and he definitely did, you know, try to impose his will and say, you know, I'm here. You know, I definitely know the way to go, guys. Just follow me and this and that. But when the game started, you know what I mean, he didn't have to say too much. You know what I mean? Because once you see a guy, it's the NFL. I don't care how long or how good of a player you are. You got to go out there on Sundays and do it. And for him to come this year, I think he already had 10 sacks, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
He had 11. You know, when you see a guy come out and produce like that, obviously coming from a free agent, a guy you sign him and he's supposed to do it. But 9 times out of 10, most guys don't live up to that hype the way he's doing. And I'm telling you, just again, that's one of those things. How can you not feed into that and say, I got to go harder? You know what I mean? And then for the other guys around him, yeah, you got to chase that when he's setting a bar of 11 sets.
Jacksonville linebacker Telvin Smith, my guest, no doubt. You mentioned the success you had in high school. Now, when you were coming out of high school, Jimbo Fisher said that everybody told him that he was crazy for recruiting you because you weighed 194, and his response was, quote, all he does is play and lead and have a passion and have a heart that is second to none, one of the top guys I have ever been around in my life, end quote. That was from Jimbo Fisher. So what is it about the game of football that you love so much?
Right. I think honestly, to answer that, I don't like saying I don't know the questions, but it because it's the teammates, the relationships that you build, knowing that another man depending on you to do this. Not only that, I think, you know, when you make a play and thousands of people yell and go crazy, there's no feeling like it, honestly. And then on top of that, now, you know, you're talking about National Football League when I think what makes me love the game the most is just simply being able to go out and show that who you are every time you step on the field. It's like no matter what, you know, everybody talk about your size and can talk about, you know, how good you are, how bad you are, whatever, how you can catch or whatever you can do. But when you go on the field, every time you prove that, and I think that feeling in itself, the respect that I gain or, you know, the one person that has never seen me play and see me play, you know, I think that drives me. And then from that, you just see the passion and you see the love and you see, you know, because it's crazy. Football has always been a family thing to me. We were raised on Boys Club, and it was a family game. So that's the way I've always looked at it, it's family. The guys next to me, they family. So you know what you'll do for family.
Tell me if I'm picking this up the right way. It seems like I know what you're saying, and you did a really good job of explaining it, but it's almost impossible to put into words what the game means to you, right? Like literally,
exactly.
Every choice that you've made, every decision you've made, all the work you've put into this thing, literally every fiber of your soul shows up on Sunday on that football field. Is that not what we're talking about right
exactly.
here?
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
your entire life.
Exactly.
So how do you explain to somebody what the game means to you when literally every choice and almost every thought and everything you've ever done has gone into that very moment when you put the pads on? That's what it is, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You just said it. It's literally when every part of your body, and that's why somebody asked me one time or said the statement, you know, you got to make sure you have a backup plan. You got to make sure you have your plan B in case your plan A don't work. And my response was, I only focused on plan A because plan B was a distraction from plan A. Mm. And see, I dedicated so much to this, is you know, I know other things because of this. You know what I mean? But this is it, and that's what you see.
My man, there was no plan B. You burned the boats. The boats went to that island, and you burned the boats. You weren't coming off that island.
I ran across the bridge and burnt it. I ain't going back.
Telvin Smith, my guest. Last thought, and nothing but respect for that. Legend has it, though, you are the best Madden player on the team. Is it true, and is anybody even close to you in Madden?
Listen, I'm going to tell you. You know how the legend story is. You know, you win so much or you do something so much, it gets exaggerated. You know, I am the best, though. But the reason I'm the best is because I consistently beat everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, I take some losses. You know what I mean? But consistently, there's no one who will sit down on Madden or any video game and beat me. Good. Maybe. Yeah, not Madden. Maybe 2K or something, but not Madden.
I feel you. Telvin Smith, my guest. Jacksonville was at Cleveland on Sunday. They are 6-3. Telvin, so good to have you on. What a great conversation. I appreciate you, and I appreciate that talk. Thank you very much, man. Good luck.
Yeah, no problem. Great. Thanks for having me.
That was fun. That was really well done. Thank you. Telvin Smith, we're talking a lot of Jacksonville football. They're fun. They're really fun. Got to thank my guys in the Jacksonville PR department, too. Tad, Alex, Andy, fellas, great job. Really well done. You guys are awesome to work with. And the team's a hell of a lot of fun and really competitive and compelling. And we have never talked more Jacksonville football here in the jungle, and I'm sure it's going to stay that way. Playing the way they're playing right now, that's going to be a topic. Where's the queen, Danica, in Jayville? She's got to be somewhere. All right, so my thanks to the Jags, those guys in the PR department, and Telvin Smith. That was an awesome conversation.